Welcome to the Geeks Attic. This is part one of Del Rey's Star Wars canon books ranked. It's 2022. I thought it'd be a great time to go through the Star Wars canon books and rank them from best to worst. In this case, we're going to be doing the best to the worst of the bottom 18 of the 36 books that have been released by Del Rey. These are all adult novels. I did not include the YA books. Those are published by Disney Lucasfilm Press. So part one, the bottom half of the list. And for the record, it is May 13th, 2022. Just remember that we all have our own opinions and different likes and dislikes. Your favorite book might be in my stack of the worst. So don't let that bother you too much. I would love it, though, if in the comment section, you would go down and write your least favorite books for the Star Wars Del Rey canon timeline. Now let's get into my 19th pick. That would be number 19 out of 36. Star Wars Galaxy's Edge Black Spire by Delilah S. Dawson. I give this book a 4 out of 5 stars. It's a fun story with a few surprises. You might want to read Phasma first, though. Ranking in at number 20, we have Bloodline by Claudia Gray. I give this a 3.5 out of 5 stars. Star Wars politics done right. Action is a little bit cheesy, but overall it's a pretty good Leia story. Number 21 of 36 would be A New Dawn by John Jackson Miller. Now, after I watched the show Rebels, this story actually increased in value for me. I appreciate it a lot more now. I give it 3.5 out of 5 stars. Number 22 of 36 will be the novelization of The Rise of Skywalker, written by Ray Carson. I give this a 3.5 out of 5 stars. I found it to be much better than what was displayed on the big screen. It filled in some gaps of time and also made us aware of certain things happening that we really weren't clear on, that weren't explained in the film. Number 23 of 36, the novelization for The Last Jedi, written by Jason Fry. I give this a 3.5 out of 5 stars. While this story made a lot of fans mad, I kind of understand why they felt that way. I did not like this story. The novelization, though, is superior to the film, making some things more interesting. Number 24 of 36, Phasma by Delilah S. Dawson. This story also gets a 3.5 out of 5 stars. It has gotten better for me over time. It did bring in new culture and conflict within the First Order. It's definitely a Mad Max meets Star Wars. It's got some interesting characters. But this one, it's risen up the ranks for me since I've read it. Number 25 of 36 will be the novelization of The Force Awakens, written by Alan Dean Foster. This gets 3 out of 5 stars. It adds a few things to the story, but nothing drastic. It's actually kind of bland, and a lot of stuff just taken straight from the film. Number 26 of 36, Tarkin by James Luceno. I give this 3 out of 5 stars. I have to say that I really don't remember much about this book. It's kind of forgettable. We do have some backstory on the character of Tarkin, but he does remind me a lot of Thrawn. Number 27 of 36, the novelization of Solo, a Star Wars story by Mer Lafferty. I give this 3 out of 5 stars. It was fine. I really don't recall any differences. It's kind of forgettable, but I know there had to be something. Number 28 of 36, Dark Disciple by Christy Golden. This story sits better with me now after I watched Clone Wars. When I read this book, I'd only seen a couple episodes, but, you know, after watching the show, this one sits better with me now. So, but still sits down pretty low on the ranking. 29 of 36, Aftermath Life Debt by Chuck Wendig. This gets 2.5 out of 5 stars. This is the best one in the trilogy. I like the cover. 30 of 36, Alphabet Squadron by Alexander Freed. This book was pretty boring on my first read through. A little bit better the second time around. Not the best from Alexander Freed, and it's not the start that I was hoping for the Alphabet Squadron trilogy. 31 of 36, not a novel, but it is a canon book by Del Rey. Canto Bight, it's a collection of short stories by a few different authors. It's nothing special, feels like a cash grab. 2 out of 5 stars. 32 of 36, Last Shot by Daniel Jose Older. 2 out of 5 stars. It's pretty forgettable. I remember the villain being like a villain of the week. kind of similar to the worst of the Star Wars Expanded Universe or Legends stuff. 33 of 36, Aftermath by Chuck Wendig. This is book one of the Aftermath trilogy. Gets 1 out of 5 stars. It's neat that a character from this book shows up in that Mandalorian show, but this book, pretty disappointing. Now we're at the bottom three, the worst of the worst for Star Wars canon. Buckle your seatbelts. Number 34 of 36, Aftermath, Empire's End by Chuck Wendig. 1 out of 5 stars. All tease and no payoff. 35 of 36, The High Republic, The Fallen Star by Claudia Gray. 1 out of 5 stars. Not only the fall of Starlight Beacon, but the fall of my enjoyment of reading The High Republic. And here it is, the worst Star Wars canon book that exists, in my opinion, number 36 of 36, Heir to the Jedi by Kevin Hearn. 1 out of 5 stars. I don't know how this book got published. Yikes. All I can say is noodles and R2 with a blaster. And there you have it, the worst half of the Star Wars canon books. Part 2 is going to be the top 18 Star Wars Del Rey books. Hit that thumbs up, subscribe so you'll be notified when that list is published. Follow me on thegeeksattic.com and across all social media at thegeeksattic. Have a good one.